Well, we've unearthed something today. Going after several people called us about the need for COVID-safe plans and QR codes and the rest on shared premises, we did some investigation. It is right. This could affect you if you've got common property like a driveway in units, in flats, in townhouses, any sort of accommodation, even long-term rental accommodation. So you've got the classic four units with a driveway down the middle to access their garages. They're caught in the middle of us. Now, the acting premier's been asked about this. The coronavirus website spells it out, as we found when a couple of callers raised with us. Body corporations, quite rightly, are sending out notes saying, hello, these are the rules, and this is what we're going to have to do. James Molino, the acting premier, was asked if this is the case. This is what he said.
I wouldn't have thought so if it's a residential. If it's a... I'll come back to you in the detail, but the whole idea of QR codes is it's where people remain for a period of time. So if you're simply going in to get a grab a takeaway coffee and you're there for a couple of minutes, you grab your coffee and you go. But if you are there to eat a meal, if you're there for 15, 20 minutes or so, that's the situation where transmission can occur. And it's safe for you to check in via the QR codes. In terms of body corporates and residential apartments, I will come back to you.
That is called fudging it. He had absolutely no idea. He's going off on a total tangent about having a cup of coffee. I'll read to you from the website. You have to take the information, business detail, of those visiting a site for the purpose of contact tracing. This includes visitors to private residences within the site or trades and service providers working with private residents or common areas. So, visitors, private residents, you got to take... Okay, on the line, and there is confusion about it. It needs to be addressed. I believe there have even been confusing messages gone out from the government. Hallelujah. 7 months they've been trying to get this right. Richard Reid is National Franchise Manager for MBCM Strata Specialists. Richard Reid, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Well, it's not your fault, but it seems a bit messy. Who actually needs a QR code? What's your advice?
Well, our advice is that any owner's corporation must have one, and that's for anybody visiting the common property. If somebody's a tradesperson and they're visiting and they're working on the site, then certainly they need to be there for contact tracing. Where there's any shared facilities such as an enclosed common area and so forth, obviously that's got to be protected. But what about somebody who walks down a driveway to visit someone in a townhouse or something along those lines? They may only be on the common property for 30 seconds, so we're not quite sure why they need to click the QR code or scan the QR code to register, given that they're only on property. And as Mr. Molino said, if they're only there for a couple of minutes, they shouldn't need to. The advice is conflicting. We're not certain about it, but the regulations say that. We take a very conservative approach because we don't want our owners' corporations being fined for doing the wrong thing. So we do take that best practice approach.
But there's also this line in saying this includes visitors to private residences within the site.
So, well, given they're only on property for a couple of minutes, I'm not sure how that applies.
Yeah, okay. So how are you handling it? What are you doing?
Well, our approach is that we follow what the regulations say. We do have situations where some of our franchisees have run a business in Victoria and they've received conflicting advice for circumstances, as I outlined, with the driveway down the middle or something where it's not overly exposed to high-risk areas, which is difficult because then we've got to compromise between what the regulations say and what advice we're getting from Business Victoria.
Well,
we do take the conservative approach, though.
Well, I can understand why. And the potential fine here is $1,652.
And some very unhappy owners if we were to get a fine because we didn't do what we were supposed to do.
We
don't want to risk that.
Are all the government departments on the same page? I'm hearing there's a bit of a conflict, a bit of confusion.
Oh, there's a lot of confusion. I mean, we get different responses from when we ring the phone centre. I've advised any franchisee that gets different advice just to make a note of who they spoke to, the time of the call, so that if down the track there is any dispute because we don't do what the regulations say, we've at least got something to point to. But again, we're guided by what the owners' corporations want. We're simply their administrators. We work for them. Mm-hmm. And if they say they don't want a COVID-safe plan, we're happy not to do it. But our advice will always be to follow what the regulations say because it's the law.
You've got some government departments saying you don't need it and some saying you do.
very complicated and difficult to navigate.
It's unusual. Good luck. Richard Reed, National Franchise Manager, MBCM Strata Specialists.